tell me about your journey from you know, you were a journalist, you were a punk rocker, the band called The Alcoholics, and now you're an acclaimed poet.
You know, I grew up in South Central Los Angeles, and L.A. was really on fire with a lot of energies, and I don't know if it was the violence of where I grew up and the hatred of where I grew up that it just kind of morphed. You know, that was a kind of nightmare, a lot of promises, a lot of things didn't work out with that, and I knew that I needed to go back to school. I was 22, 23 years old, and I fell in love with writing. And so I got into a journalism class, and I thought this would be it. This is going to be my way to make a living. I may never get rich, but at least I'm working with words. And so I became a journalist, and then I worked on a daily newspaper in L.A. for 5 years. And, you know, I wanted to be a writer, and so I became a writer, and then it was just real tough, and I got out of that, but I've always kept writing. I worked in PR, and I hitchhiked across America, you know, and just kept writing all the time, and started publishing some fiction and a lot of poetry. And the bottom line is, you know, years later, I wanted to kick it up and go to graduate school, and I always had a goal to leave Los Angeles, especially after I had hitchhiked across America when I was 30 years old and I discovered Texas in the Southwest. So I got accepted to graduate school, and I moved to El Paso about 22 years ago and got my degree there, and I've never left. And the bottom line is for whether good or bad, I've been pretty much writing every day for 30 years.
And talking about your writing, could someone who reads your poetry tell that you have a history in punk rock? Are there any telling signs? Maybe perhaps you had a publication, right, with Lenny Bruce in the title?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it depends. The work has, the poetry's always been real organic for me. I read, you know, widely and deeply in poetry pretty much every day, and I try and write every day. And certainly in the early days, there are poems in, you know, a few years ago, the University of New Mexico Press put out my new and selected poems. And in that book, there certainly are poems about punk rock and in Los Angeles and the streets. And I let the critics say, you know, determine what it's like, but there's certainly kind of a ragged element at times to my work. And you know, some people say that my work is kind of pounding. One critic one time said it's like a hammering hammer. You know, I don't know. But yeah, all those elements come into it. The streets come into it. The Southwest comes into it. Punk rock comes into it. Musicality, blues, jazz. And then, you know, in some aspects too, the spiritual transformation that happened in some ways for me out in the deserts of the Southwest.
And what about your Irish heritage, right? You're a first-generation Irish-American. Does that impact your style of storytelling?
Yeah, I think it's everything in some ways to me. When I grew up in South Central Los Angeles and I was going through the gang wars and, you know, really a lot of violence down there after the Watts riots and everything that happened to the streets in Los Angeles back then. You know, my mom, who grew up in Ireland, always told us that we had to kind of be Irish warriors to survive, or at least that's the way I interpreted it. And she'd always tell us that, you know, things were always so much tougher in Ireland. You know, the Irish had to go through the Great Potato Famine and had to come to America on the coffin ships. And she came from a family of 10 children, a little two-room thatched cottage in Tipperary. And, you know, it was kind of a pride thing that, you know, you'll be able to survive because you're Irish and you're first-generation Irish-American. You're going to fight. You're going to brawl. You're going to have to learn how to navigate the streets. And part of that will happen because you have to be like an Irish warrior.
Can you recall any moments in L.A. when you were an Irish warrior? Do you have a specific?
Yeah, constantly. I almost was stabbed to death when I was 12 years old on the streets, and there was a lot of hatred down there. There's so many dimensions to it. The Crips were in my neighborhood. The Bloods were in my neighborhood. And, you know, it's really multi-layered. I ran the streets with a lot of Mexican-American guys. And, you know, of course I had, you know, good friends that were African-American. But we were all trapped down there. Everything was fueled by hatred when I grew up down there. And then, of course, in my house, there was a lot of love, and that helped soften what was going on the streets outside. But we're talking about, I was born in 1959, so the Watts riots were in 65. You know, I was a kid, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72. I finally left South Central Los Angeles in 1979, and I wouldn't change anything for the world, but it was a brutal, brutal environment. The streets were back then for so many of us. And whether you were black or white, you know, we were all kind of trapped down there. And it's taken me kind of years to unravel it and untangle it all and make peace with it. And I think it's one of the reasons why I left Los Angeles, is I knew if to heal from it, I would have to leave it someday. And I also knew that to really ever really truly write about Los Angeles, I would have to get some space away from it and leave it.
It's an interesting scenario, and your chaotic upbringing in South Central Los Angeles, and now you're in the high desert in El Paso, and it's a much more quieter place, I'm sure. I wonder if you could maybe share a portion of a poem with us that is illustrative of the intersection of those two parts of your life, the now in El Paso and previously in South Central LA.
It's called "The Birds Are Flying Over." This is a Day of the Dead poem, Dia de los Muertos. The birds of the dead are the ghosts of the dead flying over. We salute the birds and see their shadows on this Day of the Dead. They are kings and queens, so much more than us. As we take our place next to them, the birds of the dead are the souls of the dead flying over. We salute the birds and pray for their passage. We burn sage and candles for their safe arrival. They carry our faulty traits, our lies, our stolen Inglewood beer, our ripped off keg money, and every woman who ever wronged us and every woman we ever wronged. They carry our children who were never born. They carry our drug-crazed eyes. They carry our eight balls of cocaine, our cheap marijuana, our Irish whiskey, our pharmaceutical morphine. They carry our love for the black market. They carry the cities that are all black market. They carry El Paso and Los Angeles. They carry every Echo Park overdose. They carry our nicknames like Chuco and Slim. Slim Angel and Larry Safeway, Roland Red and Mescalero Dance and Crow, Gordo and Flaca, Standing Man and Standing Bear. They carry the medicine that we carry, the medicine that we burn. They carry the medicine we didn't know we had, like wolf and raven, owl and lizard. They carry us without regret. They carry our ancestors and entire countries. They carry all of Ireland, all of Mexico, the places we know and love, all of Ireland, all of Mexico, all of New Mexico.
That's poet Lawrence Welsh reading a portion of his poem, "The Birds Are Flying Over." You can hear more from him tonight at the Clara Eagle Gallery at 7:30 as part of the MFA Summer Reading Series. We'll also have more on our website later today.